seat, I hear stories of the sky, of challenger and reasons why it didn't make it, it didn't fly, and of the astronauts who burned in the fire. From the cards in my class with a knot in my chest, the wavering voice recounts the ascent. The snow falls down like the stars going by, in the dreams of the seventh fall from the sky. And nothing is painless when there's so much to lose. And how do I take this? How do I carry the news? And what is the future if this is now? I'm watching the brightest fall to the ground. Should we move on to discovery and try this again? A race with the Russians on Reagan's breath. The face of God worth trying. Leaving his hand. And nothing is meaningless when there's so much to lose. And how do I take this? How do I carry the news? And what is the future if this is now? Or should we have stayed? Nothing is painless when there's so much to lose. And how do I take this? How do I carry the news? And what is the
You have a great official video for your song Challenger up on YouTube. What can you tell me about that song and video?
The video is really fun. One of my best friends, his name's Jordan Clark. We've made a lot of music videos together, and it's a really it's a really great creative relationship. I started that song a long time ago. Finally finished it for this record. If it would have got finished, it probably would have been on the last record actually. And I think the song is pertinent to now because it kind of uses history as a lens to view the present and the future. And it kind of presents, this moment of heightened clarity in society, which I think we face a lot these days, when we read the news and something crazy happens. And it kind of begs the question what will you do in the face of adversity? Will you cower in fear, or will you stand up straight and, live life with goodness and kindness. And so I think this video is an extension of those themes. And it was about a coming of age moment, of this 11-year-old girl watching Space Shuttle Challenger, happen live, and just that heightened moment of clarity, but for a school kid, because that's a lot of people were in 1986 when Challenger happened. A lot of people were kind of watching that on their TVs and their homes, and yeah, it was just like lots of people who remember it. They can remember where they were, what they were doing, or who were they with, or whatever. So that video we recreated kind of like this, you know, suburban family watching it in the comfort of their own home, which was actually shot in my own house. I just had to find a TV from the 80s and made sure it worked, and we put some of the original Challenger footage on it. And I think it was kind of cool.
It's a great video. When do you feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
I'd say I'm writing and recording. I'm just embarking on, like, you know, a big tour here in 3 days. And I'm actually, like, not that excited about parts of it. Even though it is, like, I usually like the planning aspect. I'm like, oh, that'll be sweet. But it's just, like, you know, tours are, they're cool. If the shows are good, it's great. But I think you're always kind of wanting to do the opposite thing that you're doing. You know, if I'm on tour, I'm like, oh, I'd love to be like at home writing and then like recording, or something. Like at home writing and recording, I'm like, oh, I'd just love to be putting this record out and like having people hear it and like traveling, playing live or something. So I really kind of feel that's true. And so that's my answer today.
You have done a lot of touring already and have performed at many festivals, including Rifflandia, Vancouver Folk Fest, and Regina Folk Fest, and others. You've shared the stage with Serena Ryder and Sed the Whale, and I'm sure there have been tons of amazing memories, but can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a particularly memorable one?
Just one show that's a memorable one? Oh, there are... Well, I feel like usually if you ask like a band or a musician that, they're going to think of like... They're going to think of the worst shows all the time. Because you're not like, oh, yeah, like, you know, we did this show at the Royal Theater and in Victoria, this one with Serena Ryder. And it was just, you know, it was a great show. It was sold out. And, like, we played a good set to, like, 1,500 people. But the stories you tell are like, oh, we showed up in Denver at this bar called The Lost Lair. And it was a Sunday night. We showed up and we're like, hey, we're playing here tonight. And he's like, great, I got one microphone. Where do you want it?
Oh no.
And we were like, I don't know, in the middle. So, you know, there's it's a little bit funner to like dwell in the pain and misery of the terrible ones. There's so many that all blend together, but that was yeah, I could go on like that, but
well, I hope you have lots of mics waiting for you at all your European stops.
Yeah, it's pretty well organized, so there will be more than one mic.
What else is on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
Really, just like this tour is a big thing. That's, you know, we're touring Germany and then doing like a lot of U.S. and kind of Canadian dates, and that'll take us into the summer, like into June. So June, I'm like really looking forward to that right now, to kind of like sit in my house and enjoy kind of some of the summer weather. I'm in Seattle today, actually, and it's a really nice day here. And yeah, I think like producing a little bit. I've kind of, you know, been doing that to fill, you know, when I'm not like releasing record or like working a lot on that. It's nice to be in one spot, and like I really like helping other people with, you know, with music. I produce some like cool records. I'll be doing like a bunch of that, and then I'm going to be releasing some more kind of songs, like some acoustic versions and remixes for Thresholds, which is, I think, a thing that's, you know, a little more, there's a world for that these days. So, yeah, I'm going to like stay busy. That's for sure. But I don't know. That's what I'll be doing. I'll be doing a lot of stuff, but I know the calendar is like a little bit chill in June, which I'm pretty stoked about. So,
do you have a website where we can keep track of upcoming performances and new releases?
Oh, yes. MikeEdel.com, MikeEdel.com. And I don't know, being an artist these days, it feels like you need to be on the internet a bunch to be found and to be hustling your stuff. So I'm pretty easy to find, you know, on the Instagram or the Twitter or the Facebook or the website or pretty much anything. So, yep.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Go With You. What can you tell me about that one?
Go With You is about, you know, it's about going through life and, you know, the changes and the thresholds of life with the people that you care most about, the people that you love. It feels like a little bit of like a mystical song. It's not, you know, it's not really like that specific. It's pretty universal, I'd say. And I don't know, the music video to that one is pretty fun. We shot it with my dad, Larry. I just showed up. We followed him around all day and kind of did some different stuff. Like we went bowling and we ate pizza and we went to his favorite bookstore. And that was it was humorous in one respect, because my dad, Larry, he's a farmer from Alberta and he's pretty funny. And he says a lot of random things. but also it was a little bit, you know, heartwarming to like see, you know, a father-son video. That was kind of our goal. It was just like, let's just shoot kind of a bit of a documentary style off the cuff, like father-son video, because people like to see that. That was kind of one of our premises. So I really love that song. I think it's like incredible. It's really simple and it's universal. It kind of has this like, you know, has this pop guise to it, which I really like. But I also play that song a little bit mellower and a bit acoustic. But that's like definitely one of my favorites on the record. So.
One of my favorites too. Mike, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Great. Well, I'm excited to be on tour in Canada in April and May. So see you all out there. Thanks for having me.